have a hobby now. I've got so every time my corn gets just up so big, I plant peas all in the row.
Oh.
And all in the middle. And I just got a solid set of peas out there now.
You raise tomatoes too?
Yes, we raise tomatoes. We raise lots of tomatoes.
Onions?
Yes, raise onions. You can raise, put in anything you want to.
You raise those that you can eat early in the spring?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
What do you call those?
Green onions.
And how about those?
We have some here that we've got a few here yet. It's winter onions. They just come on early, you know, and live all through the winter. See?
Yeah.
Yeah, they call them winter onions.
How about those little red vegetables that take about
radishes?
Yeah.
Yeah, we raise those too.
They're a lot of fun.
Oh, yes.
For a kid. I don't know, I still enjoy them.
Yeah, we raise those.
How about beans?
Raise lots of beans.
So what kind?
Well, we raise a stick bean and what they call a cornfield bean and a bunch bean and several different kinds.
How about those large yellow ones?
I know what you're talking about. We call them butter beans.
Uh-huh.
We don't raise those. We could raise those if we want to.
Uh-huh. And beans that you serve in the pod, what do you call those?
Those are what they call cannon beans.
Oh.
One of my boys that I told you bought that land over here and comes down to the creek and catches them little branches. He lives on Flint Creek over here and he irrigates at this time of year.
Uh-huh.
And in the spring he's bought this farm now and he's going to go to raising from 10 to 20 acres of spring beans without any irrigation.
Oh.
Get them off before the dry weather comes along. He had 20 acres over there this year. It cleared him about $1,200, clear money. And that is awful good, you know. He farms, he never hoes it or nothing. He's got a way of plowing it with his tractor and cultivator. And then these Indians, that's one of the biggest things right today you ever saw. I was over there when they were picking those beans, and on that 20 acres, there was 350 Indians at one time picking beans. 350. And the big trucks was in there, went out of there with I forgot how many tons he said they got off of that picking.
That's good, you don't lose any of your crop.
There's a fellow there with one of these pop stands, pop wagons. Boy, and them Indians come in there, they pick them in these bushel baskets. And they take this truck, say for instance this 20 acres, they start in and split it open, you know, the crossway we say.
Uh-huh.
And they'll pick this half first. Then they'll move their trucks and things up there and pick the other half. They don't have so far to carry them. And they've got scales right there. They just bring them baskets in and there's a lady sitting right there with a money bag or with a money box. They just sit that there on the scales. Whatever amount it is, they get 2 cents a pound. She just hands them the money and they get it in cash, you know, and they just dump the beans and turn right around, some of them go out to that pop stand there in the pop wagon.
Mm.
Spend it for pop and candy and anything like that they need.
It keeps them working that way.
Well, it's that way.
It
scatters the money that way, and I don't mean maybe. Haul it out, haul them beans out of there in big old trucks, you know, two or three ton of load.
You mentioned butter beans, so what do you do to those before you serve them?
Well, you cook them about like you do the others. You take
hot
a hull.
And all, or?
You take a hull off a butter bean.
Uh-huh. What do you call that when you take the hull off?
Well, we just call it a butter bean.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, when you
get them ready for a meal, that's the way it is.
Uh-huh.
Now, these beans, as I'm talking about them raising away, they break them, you know.
Uh-huh.
Cannon beans, they go down here at the cannon factory, they're canned down there. You probably eat some of them and canned beans.
Oh, in this guy's.
This here is Allen's cannon factory down here that takes care of these beans and the other ones.
Maybe they sell the hay or something.
Well, they could do that.